Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Her website is taxmama.com. Her book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and it's always a great resource for you. She is as well. Her website is outstanding. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us about estimating taxes.
Okay, right now we're looking at corporate business taxes, and we also have people who are just plain old self-employed. You need to be paying your estimated taxes as you're going along. And these days, IRS is very, very strongly encouraging you to pay them electronically.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't already have an account, do you have an EFTPS account? I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to pay your payroll taxes that way.
I do.
It's a free account. You go to EFTPS.gov. And it takes a couple of days to set it up because it needs to link directly to your bank account. And then you can make the payments directly out of that account without any fees.
Right.
Which is a very, very nice thing. So you need to start making your estimated tax payments electronically.
What are the levels to pay monthly and to pay quarterly?
Well, you know what? For estimated tax payments, you pay them quarterly. So that's not really an issue. There's not a level. For payroll, you should always pay your payroll taxes as soon as you've done the payroll checks. Then you never worry about missing deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
Because the deadlines can be 10% if you're a day late.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do that. So it's easier to ignore the threshold and just pay the payroll taxes as you do the payroll, because it's not your money anyway. So get that out of the way. But estimated tax payments, you need to make them, if you're going to owe more than $1,000 as an individual or more than $500 as a corporation. And the best thing to do is set the money aside in the first place. Just don't treat the money as being yours. Then you're not going to have...
That's one of the toughest things for any small business, because we're all undercapitalized and cash flow is always tough. What you just told us to do is probably the hardest thing for a small business owner to do.
It is. It is when you're treating the money as your money.
If you're not treating it as your money, it's still hard. And I don't want people to think that I don't know that. I do know that. Eva knows that, folks. When we say this, we're not acting like, what's the matter with you? We know how hard this is. But what Eva just told you to do is the right thing to do. And as hard as it is, it will save you a lot of grief.
Yeah, because this is one of the things that causes businesses to fail. And we never want your business to fail. And if you get into the habit of never having that money, of never keeping that money at all, never thinking of it as yours, you don't start getting into the habit of borrowing it for a few days, which turns into a few months, which turns into, oh my God, I don't have the money to pay my taxes. So if you never get into that habit at all, and you learn to work around it in the first place, you won't ever have a tax problem. And the last thing you ever want to do, the last thing your business ever needs, is an IRS lien. It ruins your credit. It makes it hard for you to build your business. And people, bankers, investors, don't trust you when you can't manage your funds.
That's right.
So it's good business all the way around to not get in the habit. And you know, as Jim says, I know how tough it is, because that having that money now instead of 6 months later when you need it, it makes a huge difference in your being able to deliver product, in being able to hire people for services and stuff.
Right.
So instead, establish a good relationship with your banker. Don't make IRS your banker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get some lines of credit in the beginning of your business when you don't need it yet.
But some of these taxes you can pay by credit card, right?
Well, you can pay pretty much everything by credit card these days.
Yeah. So my point is,
you're going to pay the fee.
Yeah. But the point is, if it will help you to get it off your off your desk and get it out of there and not be owing the government, use your credit card. Sometimes that's a better way to go. Eva, I know that a lot of the things that we talked about today is available on your website, taxmamba.com. Thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
And have a less taxing day.
There you go. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.